It's the Chiefs and the Broncos in their second matchup of the season. We're going to bring BJ Kissel back in for Focus Point. And BJ, when you're focusing on this game, you got to look at Peyton Manning. Even though he's not having the best year offensively, still someone you can't count out.
Every time we do one of these videos, I get really tired of talking about all the success that Peyton Manning's had against the Chiefs. So we'll get through it really quickly. 14-2 overall against the Chiefs. 7-0 since he's gone to Denver. But Pete, like you mentioned, he's not the same player this year. Maybe the same jersey. He's not the same guy. Leads the NFL with 13 interceptions. Has at least one in every game this season. And four of their eight games, he's actually thrown multiple interceptions. But you go even further than that. Numbers in the red zone. Numbers against the blitz. Third down conversions, all those numbers are down for Peyton Manning this season. So while he's still one of the best to ever do it, the Chiefs are going to have an opportunity to make some plays against him in this game.
And he's got two talented wide receivers. You have Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas.
They're two elite playmakers he's got on the outside, so he doesn't have to make every single play. If he tosses up, those guys are going to make plays for him. We saw it in the first game. Those two combined for 28 targets, 16 receptions, over 200 yards, two touchdowns. But the good news for the Chiefs compared to the first game is they're going to get cornerback Sean Smith in this game. He wasn't able to play in that first game. What we saw really late in that game, Peyton was attacking everything opposite of Marcus Peters. He's not going to be able to do that with Sean Smith out there. He's one of the best in the league. He's had a lot of success throughout his career. He's going to be out there on Sunday, and Peyton's not going to be able to do the same thing he did in that first game.
So a huge improvement for the Chiefs on their defensive side of the ball. But you look at this Broncos defense, this is a 7-1 team, mainly because of that defense.
The defense has been carrying. They ranked best in the NFL in yards per game, allowing just 274, 30 sacks, 17 takeaways, ranked second in the NFL. This defense has made a lot of plays. It's really carried them throughout the entire season. But you look at a couple of guys that have led them in doing that is DeMarcus Ware, the outside linebacker opposite Von Miller, leads them with 6.5 sacks. He's not going to play in this game. He re-aggravated that back injury they had earlier in the season. And then cornerback Aqib Talib got suspended. He's not going to play in this game. He leads them with 3 interceptions. But he's also got 2 pick 6 returns for touchdowns this season. They've got 5 non-offensive touchdowns as a group. That's what's helped put enough points on the board to go 7-1. So the Chiefs are going to have some opportunities on offense, knowing that they can kind of slide protection, towards Von Miller because they don't have DeMarcus Ware coming off the other side. And in the secondary, they don't have the 2 shutdown guys. Chris Harris, one of the best in the NFL. Aqib Talib is one of the best in the NFL, but not going to be playing this game.
BJ, you talked a little bit about that protection. A guy the Chiefs are going to have, I know we mentioned Sean Smith before, Jeff Allen's going to play in this game. He didn't play in that first game.
No, he didn't. And Coach Reed has talked a lot about what Jeff Allen is able to do for this offensive line. You look back at the Detroit Lions game and what they've been able to do, not just in the running game, but in pass protection. Alex Smith has thrown 197 consecutive passes without an interception this season. You can't do that unless you've got some pretty good protection. That's the best streak of any quarterback in the NFL. It's actually a current streak for him right now. You look in the running game, running back Sharkandrick West has done a phenomenal job stepping in for Jamaal Charles. That was one of the big questions coming off that injury in the Chicago Bears game, is how would the Chiefs running game respond? 103 yards per game over the last 3, ranks best in the AFC, fifth best in the NFL. The running game, the passing game, the offensive line is really stepping up. Jeff Allen's a big part of that.
Well, BJ, that's a lot to take in. We love an AFC West game. It's the Chiefs and the Broncos coming at you this Sunday. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.